is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects. Tyler in for Nick to finish the week. Nick, we hope you get better. He did get his taxes in, as I saw him on Twitter. That's good. Barry's here. I'm here. Mario Ellie will be here at 3. Sun Tran is our comedian.
Was that shade you just threw at Nick?
No.
I feel like it was a throw shade Friday?
No, he's sick. He's at home and he got his taxes done. Thank God. I just got mine done, too. Turned them in just about 5 minutes ago.
All right. Then we doing it. How's your taxes?
Tyler, do you do taxes?
Get your taxes done, bud?
I actually already got my refund.
Me too. Look, I spent it already on Nora's ring.
Yeah, it just went to pay bills.
Yeah. So. Yeah, kind of. Mine did.
The life of an adult.
Let me tell you, I think diamonds might be, and I want to preface this by saying the folks at Klein Jewelry, outstanding.
Took care.
Lance was like, I was like, dude, I got to upgrade my wife's ring. I promised her at our 10-year anniversary. We're now at 14. We've been together 20 years. It's time. He's like, yeah, dude, call Mark Klein. He's going to take care of you. And you know what? He was right. He did. And so this isn't a knock against Mark, or, you know, he didn't create the jewelry business. But I feel like diamonds are kind of a sham.
You know, unless you got the little eyepiece to know, like, the clarity.
No, not that. Not that, because they even showed me, because I was like, because I got a really good deal. And I was like, is this fake? And the guy, because Mark wasn't there, he was out, but he was like, I asked the guy, I was like, so how do you know this is real? Like, how do I know you're not just telling me this is diamond? He goes, oh, yeah, you just take this meter, and he touched it, and it lights up and says diamond. And he goes, see if you do it on this other stuff. He goes, look, this is not a diamond, and he does it. And it said it was whatever other metal it was. Huh. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's good. Because, you know, you always see in, like, shows where you're like, oh, well, let me scratch some glass.
Yeah.
It's a diamond. But I'm just saying in general, like, I've heard there are vaults full of diamonds.
Well, where, and now they're manufacturing diamonds, too. Like, I've heard of places, like, making artificial diamonds. They're real. They still hold up the same.
Like, they're putting coal under pressure in that way and, like, they're developing a diamond.
They're making diamonds, yeah. Instead of having to go dig up in diamond
mines. So it's not a cubic zirconian.
No.
It's an actual diamond.
Yeah.
The same properties as a diamond found in a diamond mine.
But made without, with a 3D printer.
Without blood on their hands.
It's true. Yes. Not a blood diamond.
Those 3D printers, you can make anything. Yeah. They're badass.
I wish I could have 3D printed my wife a ring. That would have been so
3D
great.
3D printed the ring to hold the diamond.
Damn it. And then when it rained and
cool.
It melted.
Like, the material and everything they do the 3D printers with.
What is it? It's plastic, right?
It can be plastic. It can be just about any material.
They have 3D printers for concrete. You can make a
no
house.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that house they made to a 3D printer with a house.
Yeah.
That was insane, by the way. And they made it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
it
was
takes
like
forever to
15
just, like,
to 20 grand.
Right.
Yeah, but you know how long it took? Like when we built our house? It was like 9 months.
Well, but it's also the size of Trump Towers. We're talking about average-sized buildings.
It's not.
Yeah, didn't they have to travel like 30 miles just to get into the plot?
No, no.
The palatial Laminack Farms?
Yeah. I hate you guys.
Absolutely right.
Wasn't that bad? I live in a neighborhood, you weirdos.
And that's only because you allowed people to build around you.
Like the old Egyptian method of moving stuff. Like they put it on logs and they got to roll it.
That's right. Yeah, because we didn't want to disturb any of the wildlife. Yeah.
You know how we have a lot of listeners, by the way, that pay attention, that we call usual suspects because they participate.
Right.
We also have ass clowns that listen with their asses instead of their ears.
You must be in the text
lines.
I haven't even looked in the text lines.
In the last segment, say Harden was a piss-poor defender. No, I did not. I said the videos of the past in which they isolate Harden's defense, and that if you think those were bad in the past, you should see Anthony Davis. But 409 ending in 5318. Carl Anthony Towns. Thank you, because I'll get another text on that. I never said Harden's defense sucked, and I know it was much better this year. We've said it on the show. Now go about your day and just take it down a notch. Thank you.
All right. You good?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay.
Back to diamonds. Mr. Get Me brings up another good thing. They can now, he said not, but I know he meant now because I've heard, I've read this. They can now make diamonds out of people's ashes after they get cremated.
I really thought you were going to say asses. And I was going to be like, so I'm literally sitting on a gold mine. I'm literally sitting on a diamond mine.
Or maybe if you get like liposuction, they make it out of
fat. I wonder if they could put that in your...
Oh, boy. Not surprising.
I add some girth? Can you take some out of my ass?
That's a man-centered question.
I don't have the self-discipline to diet to gain a half inch. I just want it now.
Because, you know, I don't know if you've heard that on our show.
I'm well aware of it.
That would be double. Because you could be like, hey, I'm going to lose 30 pounds, but I'm not going to, I want to lose 50, but I'm only going to lose 30. I'm going to get that inch. And then you take the other 20, liposuction it out, and we'll add another inch that way. That'd be easier. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. Now I'm three. No. That ain't right. I don't know about the whole diamond thing. I saw a show once where they were talking about they had this vault. There were like vaults. And it's like De Beers or something like that. There's a big
The main one.
That they have like all these diamonds just sitting in a vault. They're not as rare as you think because they're just sitting on thousands upon thousands of diamonds that are just they're waiting to sell.
Huh.
Yeah, I've heard that, but you know, it's like saying, well, obviously the car business is overall there's a racket in the car business, but that doesn't mean there's not good car dealerships. So that doesn't mean they're not good reputable jewelers. Just in general, the De Beers of the world.
But the markups, and especially like when you're talking about mall jewelers and things like that. Yeah,
but that's why you gotta find a good jeweler. Like at Klein's, because they're not in a mall, you know, so they don't have to jack you up on prices and stuff.
There you have that. We touched a little bit on Rockets. First game Sunday night, Rockets T-Wolves. Playoffs start tomorrow. Little surprised that Rockets again. Normally in the past, the Rockets have been the NBA TV matchup in the first round, and they kind of get screwed over and stuck on the wayside. But you would think as the number one overall seed, they were going to get an ABC game, and they didn't get it.
No respect.
And they're also competing with another local team.
The Stros on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. Yeah,
Which one are you watching?
I wasn't pleased with the placement of the Rockets first game.
Which one are you watching?
I'll go back and forth. I'm probably watching the playoff game, though.
Okay.
I'll actually record one of the two.
I'll probably DVR the Rockets, watch the Astros. Because it's easier to watch the Rockets in Monday morning. I can knock out, you know, halftime between quarters, timeouts and all that. You can knock out a Rockets game in less than an hour on DVR.
That's the beauty with the NFL Sunday ticket, too, with NFL Network. When they, the next day, take your favorite team and they do the condensed game. Literally, when you think about why the NFL makes as much money as they do, when they condense a game, the actual game time, you watch an entire NFL game in an hour.
Less than that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But they do have a couple of stoppages and commentary and a few commercials. But think about that. They take a full broadcast, cut out all the BS, the stoppages in between plays, the commercials, the halftimes, everything like that. And you can watch the whole game in less than an hour.
And baseball is too long.
Damn it.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right.
Damn it.
You can watch a football game in an hour, but it takes 3 to 3.5. Oh, okay. It's baseball that's long and boring.
If you're a Rockets fan and you're thinking about news of the day that is pertinent to you with the NBA playoffs, the Warriors, the reports are Steph Curry gets his checkup for his 3-week checkup on the knee Sunday. But they're saying now, and they're projecting, middle of the second round for Steph Curry. Starting to look better and better if you're a Rockets fan because initially they were saying misses the first round of the playoffs, and Curry saying, if that, he's going to push that deadline to see if he can be back. Now we're looking at extending it. That's a good sign if you're a Rockets fan, I think.
And miss me with that asterisk BS.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hear it. When they roll into Golden State and beat them in six with no Steph, I don't want to hear it. There's no asterisk. They had to play Durant and Klay Thompson. And there's nope. I don't want to hear it.
I'm not sure. You might not be able to take. Well, maybe you will.
What?
Yo, Adrian just tweeted us and showed a needle going directly into his knee.
Don't want to see that.
I just watched. It's not that bad, but I'm like, I don't know what the hell he's doing to his knee. But
I don't know who this The texter with the last numbers of 3188 sends the same text like 9 times.
It's the same one.
If you don't read
it.
Yeah, and I'm not reading. If you send me the same text 45 times, dude, I'm not reading them. Like, that's just send the one, and if we pick it out, we'll read it. You guys got to calm down out there.
I just got done saying that in a different way to someone else.
Yeah.
And the Twitter, our Twitter followers were supporting me, telling me to go get that a-hole.
Somebody said, Charlie's a bad person and bad at radio for talking bad about Ric Flair.
Boy, he was.
Yeah, it was. But Ric Flair wasn't.
Ric Flair was a bad guy.
He was.
Right, I get that. But Charlie seems to be that maybe wrestling was in his background in some way, shape, or form. Okay, so we'll continue to roll on. Again, Mario Ellie at 3 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. We've got plenty more on the docket. If there's something you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Here until 4, it is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Who gave that idea to give all your major roads 5 different names? What is that? How does that work down here? Guys, I've been here 10 years. 10 years! I don't know where the East Tex Freeway is still. I have no idea. But I have this weird feeling in the back of my brain that I drive it every day to work. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, maybe. Good news, right before the last elections, I finally became an American citizen, so I'm one of you guys now. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Perfect timing. What the hell? I did not see that Trump thing coming, you guys. You got me. That was really, really good. Listen, I'm hoping the new administration is going to do the right thing. I'm hoping they're going to let my wife and kids stay with me in the same internment camp. That'd be nice. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, listen, I get it. If I'm being honest, I get really nervous telling that joke in Texas. I know that most of the audience knows it's a comedy show, I'm up here telling jokes, but I always get the impression there's a few people in the audience who are always like, yeah, that sounds fair. Yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Tyler Scott, we appreciate you filling in for Nick Sciarra the rest of this week. He's wrapping it up for Nick as he's under the weather, so we've got that taken care of. We've got Mario Ellie at 3 o'clock, so you'll talk some hoops then. Until then, we've got plenty more to get to. Obviously, news of the day, Dez Bryant was let go by the Dallas Cowboys. Everybody's talking about where he might end up. We've already done that. We've mentioned USA Today, who's also come out with speculation in a top 10 list of where he might go. ESPN has just followed suit with a different list. I say that because Buffalo is 1, the Packers are 2, the Ravens 3, and then the team we talked about, the Saints 4. In that scenario. Got that out of the way. Playoffs start this weekend. Astros at home for the Rangers starting tonight for a silver boot.
A banged up, injury-riddled Rangers.
So Andrews is out. Odor's out.
Fister. I barely knew her.
Wow. Went there.
What else? Okay. Yeah. Rougned Odor. Elvis Andrews. Fister and Lionel DeShields.
Yeah, DeShields was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Did you? I saw that Delino DeShields' sister is a first round pick in the WNBA.
And oh, really?
A story. It was that family, the DeShields family, now has 3 first round picks.
Daddy.
Him. Yeah, dad, son
and daughter.
Daughter.
Crazy.
And I didn't realize that when Delino DeShields Jr. was a first round pick.
Astros.
Astros. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a I want to say he was a Rule 5.
He was Rule 5 Ranger.
From the Rangers. Yeah, for the Rangers.
Yep, that's right.
And they had to keep him or send him back, and they kept him, and he's been playing well.
Yeah, and I totally forgot about it, but he was the one who got hit in the face by a pitch.
In the minor leagues.
In the minor leagues.
Yeah, and he had the Kanye West cheek going. Yep.
Got him off of off of the Astros.
Word.
All that is talk true. About first round families. Check
mine.
Klay Thompson. Michael Thompson, first overall pick, NBA. Klay Thompson, first round, NBA. His brother, who was cut by the Dodgers, picked up by the A's and just robbed Puig of a home run this week. So he's a major leaguer. And the other brother for the Thompsons is playing either baseball or basketball. So that's a pretty staunch family of athletes as well.
Maybe you can play basketball.
I see what you did there. No. Okay.
No. I like now that we're in that era where we're going to start seeing the kids of the people we grew up watching, like Vlad Guerrero Jr., Delino DeShields, Bo Bichette, who's Dante
David Bichette. Robinson's kid.
Who?
David
played
Robinson.
Played wide receiver at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
As well as Torrey Hunter's kid.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg's son?
Eventually probably will be.
Yeah.
Torrey Hunter's kid played playing football too, wide receiver.
Yep. But now it's like, okay, because then, you know, you would see a few guys coming up that were sons of major leaguers, but you didn't know who the hell they were.
But we've also talked about, because Lance McCullers Jr., but, you know, we've talked about
Ken Griffey.
I was going to say, more times than not, those kids of ex-major leaguers and NBA players and athletes aren't what the dads were, with the exceptions of Ken Griffey Jr. and Barry Bonds for the most part. But it's hard. Michael Jordan's kids never amounted to anywhere close.
Yeah.
You can go up and down the list and you can try and find out reasons why, but the percentages go on the lesser for the most part, with the exception of those two guys, maybe a few others that I can think of, where it's genetically where you get a little bit of a kickstart, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee it.
Well, I wonder,
if
some
know
of it is
so
the pressure or your
genetics either. Yeah. I mean, yes, you do have kind of that bloodline, but you also have the name too.
Yep.
Which either opens a door, but then, you know, you're probably going to be critiqued a little bit more.
Somebody texted and said, Barry, before, have you ever performed at the Comedy Store? No. I feel like, was it?
Continuation to Pauly Shore's mom, though? Oh, yeah. Mr. Irrigation.
That's right. Mr. Irrigation.
He knows everybody, and he'll tell you about it,
I can get you on stage at the Hollywood Improv. Really? Because I can do that, too. I just email him and say, hey.
Barry's just crotchety because I know more people than him.
No, I've never performed at the Comedy Store. I would like to.
I guess he dried up and went away.
Yeah.
Mr. Irrigation.
I get it.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Andy Huggins has his name on the wall at the Comedy Store, though. That is the mecca for comedy. And to get your name on the wall is a big deal. He was passed by Mitzi. Passing just basically means she comes in and she watches you do a set. And then she says, okay, you can work here. And then you get to do regular spots and get paid. It's getting passed is like almost getting drafted.
Wow.
As a comedian. And he was passed by Mitzi and was a regular at the Comedy Store, has his name on the wall. Tons of Houston comics that go to LA and go to the Comedy Store, they'll take a picture with his name.
Because
he's Huggins. I mean, he's local. We know him.
Not that that's the Hall of Fame of comedy, but that's like, what's the comparables? Is that Monument Park out in the Yankee Stadium, or is that?
You know, it's probably more like the Madison Square Garden. Everybody wants to play there.
Yeah.
And I bet you in the green room.
Or Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. And in the green room, people's names are on the wall. You know how it's like you go to some places and everybody signs the wall or something like that? It's probably similar to that.
Okay.
It is the mecca for comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So.
And we've had him on the show.
Yeah. I can't say it. I was going to say something that I'm not allowed to say yet, but just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it involves Andy. Hopefully, we'll have good news soon.
Well, good. All right. Speaking of good news, weekend's upon us, and that means you probably can have your last day for the weigh-ins on the weight loss challenges today. With all that going on, there's a lot to celebrate, and we're going to celebrate Monday at Cowboys and Indians. We're going to broadcast live from there, and if you are one of the participants in the weight loss challenge and you come out and hang with us, you're going to get $10 off your meal. That's just the way we do it because we appreciate Haas. Haas appreciates ESPN 97.5, and we all appreciate all you usual suspects that took part in this great weight loss challenge. So as you get your final final weigh-ins out of the way and you're looking for a place to be and celebrate, we're going to be there. We're going to hang out. We're going to enjoy a lot of the great food with you guys. So stop by. Again, if you're a usual suspect, you participated in the challenge, $10 off your meal. That's a great deal on some fantastic food. It's all day Monday afternoon, and it's all at Cowboys and Indians. And this weekend, when you want to splurge and you really want to blow it out, because you know, just for a cheat day, I want you to check out my good friends at Falbo Brothers Pizza out in Sugarland. It is the best pizza in Houston, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, Barry's had it. Nick's had it. Nick loves going there. I love going there. And a lot of you listeners have been going there. You mentioned ESPN 97.5 in my name. They'll give you 15 or 20% off your meal. They're going to take care of you in so many different ways and give you deals just for being listeners to this show. But more so than anything else, you're going to be satisfied because it is fantastic pizza. Whether you go with the hand-tossed Chicago-style deep dish or one of their great calzones or other meals, it's all fresh produce, fresh cheese, a pizza oven that knows how to really cook and get your crust crispy and done just perfectly, and it's fantastic ingredients. Check them out, Falbo Brothers Pizza, which is falbobrospizza.com. They're located at 4779 Sweetwater Boulevard, 59 and Sweetwater Boulevard, essentially in Sugarland, and you can call them on the phone, 281-240-4779. I'm telling you, tell them Joel Blank sent you by at ESPN 97.5. It'll be worth your while.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Yo, I was a fiend before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream. Music orientated. So when hip-hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzle.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show. It's Tyler in for Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's an FYI Friday. Sun Tran is our comedian, Mario Ellie, 3 p.m., to get you some of the backstory. If you missed any of the show, check the podcast out or go to the website and catch up on what you missed. But having a good show, covering a lot of topics.
Couple of things. Riley on Twitter said, Heater plus 395 to win the series versus Philly. A Miami upset isn't as crazy as I thought, is it? I don't know if I would. Well, I mean, at plus 395, there's some value in that. But I don't know if I would pick Miami to beat Philly.
I wouldn't.
I know you're not big on Philly.
But here's the thing.
16 in a row is legit.
It is.
You say what you want.
Yeah. And Spoelstra is a hell of an X's and O's and a planning guy. He's like he's not Popovich, but he can, in a seven-game series, he can do some things, right?
Yep.
But here's the thing. I'm not as high on Philly as everybody else is, because the sexy pick right now is Philly makes the finals and wins the East.
I'm not going to go that far.
You're right that what they've done to finish the regular season is a hell of an accomplishment. Obviously, that even elevates what the Rockets have done three times as much with their three streaks of that length. But at the same time, Embiid's got to be back. He's not going to be in the first game for sure, from what they've said, but he'll probably be back by mid-series in the first round. But overall, there are teams, and Mario can talk about this too, especially in that first series. Spoelstra, one of the things he will do is he will absolutely jam the lane, and he's going to make Ben Simmons make jump shots or get rid of the basketball. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how far Philly goes. But I was doing some research this morning, and I put it on the rundowns. But in two different sites, they have the Sixers winning the East, and I'm just not ready to go that far.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go that far either. That's interesting. NASCAR Johnny said, I'm a Cowboy fan and I'm glad Dez is gone. Not worth the money for the production. Plus, I'd rather the Cowboys spend money on the inside instead of the outside. Can you please read my text? Signed, Thirsty Listeners. That was from Gonzo.
Good one.
Yeah, the guy that I called out for sending a million texts, or gal, I guess, I don't know, but said that, hey, I work in radiology, was it? And it makes my phone.
Radiology.
It makes
in
my
hospital,
phone.
Yep.
I guess that makes their phone do that. I don't know if I'm buying that.
And so
that.
He sent that twice. As if to verify.
They did send that twice. Steelers fan Juan said, if it's good, it'll be red. I thought I was bad. No, you're not thirsty, Steelers fan Juan. You were just mean.
No.
But not.
And the person in Lake Charles that knows my age, I know it too. So keep.
You notice
it.
I deleted it.
Yeah, but they're just a holes.
The ESPN article about players tweeting support for Dez references Chad Johnson as a Hall of Famer. I thought I'd missed something, but they are just wrong. What do y'all think about Dez to the Raiders? That was from Josh in Beaumont. Yeah,
well,
Chad Johnson, not a Hall of Famer.
Right. But had good numbers for a good many years, but not enough.
And I don't know about, I mean, the Raiders.
Crabtree's gone.
Yeah.
And the end of Chad's career.
Not so good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, and again, if you thought T.O. was getting killed for a lot of the stuff away from football, then Chad Johnson's going to get killed equally as much, if not more.
Apparently, they're going to race in L.A.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cars or run?
No, like running.
Oh, Lord.
Remember he raced a horse?
Well, he tried bull riding.
But Chad Johnson raced a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will also whoop you at video games, apparently. He's really good.
At Super Bowl on Radio Row here, remember? Yeah, he was screaming and yelling and playing video games against people.
Yeah, he was piecing people up on the PlayStation or Xbox, whatever.
There was some like Twitter thing where T.O. was like, oh, I'm out here training, blah, blah, blah. And Ocho Cinco quote tweeted it, said, slow as molasses.
Oh.
And then Terrell Owens came back at him and was like, let's race. We're both in L.A. Let's do it.
Oh,
so, I don't know if it's
on now. Who you got old guys?
Who you got in that one?
Chad.
I think so too because he's lighter.
Yeah.
But look, take nothing away from T.O. Dude, regardless of what you think of him as a person, dude's in unreal shape.
Who had the faster 40 time?
That's you, guy.
Can you Google it?
I can't.
I would, but I'm going to read these texts.
Okay.
Not all athletes' kids have to go through the Joe Jackson training camp as kids.
True.
Also, you, Mike. With the Jackson 5 reference.
Good. Yes, yep.
It's probably their raising and content lifestyle, so they don't try as hard.
I think the silver spoon has something to do with it. I really
do. But also, you could flip the script, though, and you could say a guy like Ken Griffey Jr., a guy like Vlad Guerrero or Bo Bichette, these are guys that probably start and get world-class training at a very young age. You think about a kid like your kid or my kid, they're going to go down to the batting cages, and unless you have the money to hire a hitting coach that played professional baseball, you're going to teach them how to keep your elbow up, Johnny. They're learning from Ken Griffey Sr.
Learning from actual
major
MLB
leaguers. Yes,
baseball coach.
So, and they're probably learning from their hitting coaches. Like, remember Ken Griffey Jr. in the dugout? They should be
like
better.
When Vlad Guerrero went back for the preseason game in Montreal, and he said, "Man." First thing he noticed was, where's the ice cream machine? Because every day I was in here, and every day I went right to the ice cream machine before I took batting practice and went out on the field. But here's the thing, too. It's still your dad, and so you'd rather... You know, when you were a kid, you were defiant. The last guy you wanted to listen to was your old man. My buddy is the all-time leading scorer in Big Ten history, Sean Respert. His son was going to high school here. His son would rather take basketball instruction from me or another buddy on our City League team than from his dad. And I kept saying to him, come on, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you see him as differently because your dad disciplines you and he teaches you about a lot of things. But that's your dad who, like, knows and is a player development coach and a coach in the NBA, and he refused to do it. And then when he talked to him in the car, he'd call me and he'd be frustrated when he dropped him off at school. And I go, what's the deal? And he goes, I just talked to him. And I said, you know, when are we going to start working on some of these different things for your hoops? Because you got to get better. Where do you see yourself going with hoops? And he goes, oh, it's pretty easy, Dad. I mean, I'll be starting on the varsity as a sophomore. I'll probably play 1 year of college ball before I go pro. And then, you know, I'll probably have a decent career in the NBA. But I mean, I got it all. He never even started in high school and was done before he even thought about college. And Sean's paying for college now. And it's like, man, if you just would have followed your dad's advice, not to say that you'd have been an NBA player, pretty sure you'd have gotten a college scholarship.
That's like Step Brothers whenever Dale says, I'm going to go into the family business. And his dad was a doctor, but he didn't have a college education at all.
That's such a good movie.
I love it.
Brandon Hannon on Twitter.
T.O.'s, oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish that up.
Okay.
No, you go.
Oh,
no, you go.
T.O.'s 40 time was 4.45.
Okay.
Ocho Cinco, 4.57.
Oh.
But I feel like Ocho Cinco could probably take him now.
Yeah.
T.O.
like
still
T.O.
bulked
might
up.
Be flabby.
He's still lifting and stuff.
Is he? Okay.
Oh, yeah. T.O.'s still pretty jacked up.
Okay.
Chad eats a lot of McDonald's, though.
And plays a lot of video games.
Twitter,
he's got every dude bod
smokes
now.
A lot of cigars and stuff.
He's just,
so I don't know.
He's just an average dude. Just kind of got a gut.
Brandon Hannon was quick on Twitter to point out sons of athletes that weren't so good, like Gary Payton III, Glenn Rice Jr., Brent Berry, John Berry, Patrick Ewing's son, and
who's the
Bill
other
Walton's
Rivers kid? Isn't there two?
Just Austin Rivers that I know.
Well, he's still.
But I'll say that. Did you see the Glenn Rice Jr. thing again? So Glenn Rice Jr., who the Rockets gave a tryout at one point too, right? Who has always been he was a prolific scorer at Georgia Tech, came out early, but hasn't really been able to stick for more than a year or two in the NBA. He was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta because he got arrested and threatened some people at a pool party with all kinds of guns and violence and things like that. And you thought, oh, he's going to learn his lesson. He's going to be better. He was playing in some league overseas, and one of his own teammates pissed him off during a game. They went in a locker room, and he fractured the guy's face, punched him. He's the leading scorer in the league and the MVP, and the team said, you're out. Get out of here. Goodbye.
Well, next time, don't make him mad.
I mean, just have some discipline in your life.
Mo texted in, said Michael Landon lost 3% body weight. It's pretty damn good.
Michael Landon's dead. He was on Little House on the Prairie.
You know, how did I know?
What do you mean?
It's just like yesterday. I should have talked to you about this.
When did that show go off the air?
In the 70s or 80s?
He played in a lot of different things besides Little House on the Prairie, didn't he? Wasn't
he like
something by an angel?
Touched by an angel?
Yeah, that's it. Touched by an angel, and it wasn't a porn movie.
Molested by an angel or something?
Or a video for HPD.
Fun fact, Touched by an Angel, first Me Too movement. All right, no. David said, does Dez get in the Cowboys Ring of Honor? That's a good question. I think he does because time heals all wounds.
Really?
Yep.
Did time he do heals it for long wounds. Enough when you talk yep. about some of the great receivers in Cowboys history? Golden Richards, Drew Pearson,
yeah.
Tony Thrill Hill.
Yeah, I think he's in.
Okay.
I think Dez gets in.
Hey, shout out to Mo, by the way, for all the great work he did during the weight loss challenge.
Yeah, man. Mo kicked ass.
He gave a lot of great advice to a lot of people, and he was active on social media, not just Twitter, but he got into that Facebook page and made sure he gave us Twitter pointers. Yep. On a daily basis, but more so than that, he kind of coached him up on Facebook, which was great.
Yeah. Hey, next segment, I want to talk about this Thunder announcer.
Mark Davis. I know him. Okay.
That was bad.
Brian Davis.
Yeah.
Or Brian Davis. Sorry. Yeah. Yep. He works with, never mind. Go ahead.
We'll see. It's gone bad for him.
But yeah. Well, let's get everybody's opinion on it, too. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. All right. That's cool. All right. So basically, we've got more of the show. Don't forget Mario Ellie coming up as well at 3 o'clock. So that's fantastic. But right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. Mike and Tammy Gust have been doing it in business for over 15 years in the Houston area. Their families own the business for over 30. And it's the place to go if you need wheels and tires or you just want to soup up and look, get that new and improved look to your vehicle. They're going to take care of everything right there at their spacious and new showroom. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the loop, and AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com and see in some of the ways that they've been able to soup up vehicles in the Houston area, from rims and tires to Kevlar wraps and steps and lights and bumpers for your SUV or your pickup truck. They got everything under one roof. And on top of that, it's a comfortable waiting room with leather furniture and a big bay window like the one that Tyler sits in when he's talking in my ear with Barry. At the same time, while you're looking at your vehicle, your technician's going to come in throughout the process, tell you what they're doing, what they could do, and definitely not going to just put things on a bill that you're going to get at the end and then start scratching your temple going, what is this and why am I paying for it? Did I really need it like the big stores do? They don't do that. They are basically customer friendly at all times because they want you to come back as long as you're in Houston. And in a lot of cases with wheel and tire issues, the big stores are going to tell you, replace the tire, replace the rim. Nope. They have the ability to repair both rims and tires for stock rims and customs. And if you do need to replace it, they have it all in their warehouse right down the street, so it's all a same day process. You never have to get a rental car or worry about how long you're going to be without your vehicle. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the loop, AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Check them out. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
12 minutes to Mario. I don't know who tweets on the ESPN account, but maybe we'll tweet it, maybe we won't. But by the way, Mario Elie will be joining us at 3 o'clock, so that's when we'll get into some hoopla, the hoop du jour.
You want to just save this Thunder thing for him?
It would be interesting to get his perspective. We can cover it now. We can cover it now and then let him comment on it.
It'll just be us repeating ourselves.
Okay, boss. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, if we talk about it now, then he gets here. It's like the Charlie segment. We'll do a segment and talk about stuff, and then when Charlie gets here, we end up repeating everything.
What do you give that Charlie segment, a 7.5?
You're so wrong for that. You are so wrong for that.
But you laughed. No,
that was good.
Come on.
I ain't going to lie. That was good. All right. That was really good.
All right, so anything baseball-wise you want to get to?
It said Michael Landon here. This is a text.
Okay.
Michael Landon here. I assure you I am not dead. He spelled his last name Landon O-N. Mine is E-N. The show y'all were talking about was Highway to Heaven. That's what it was.
There you go.
I said Touched by an Angel. Yeah, it was Highway to Heaven.
But it would have ruined your joke.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay. Well, Michael Landon, way to go. And all you people, again, and I'm just naming the guys that were the most vocal on the Facebook page as well, but Chris and Mark.
Everybody's kicking ass.
All those guys and all the different things that we've seen. I don't know if we're going to get to that two-ton goal or anything close to it. I just know the results are there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not 2 tons.
1 ton?
1 ton.
Okay.
Not two. We don't have that.
Can we get 1 ton soup on Monday? No?
I need a gong. I need a gong so bad.
I just, when we regardless get this table, of whether we get one you know ton or not, we've had a lot of impressive
it's
results.
It's been kick-ass. It's been kick-ass, and I'm proud of everybody that got involved. And those of you that couldn't join but still did it. Because a lot of listeners were telling us, hey, we did it and lost weight, but we weren't able to join and compete for the prizes. So good for everybody. But I do really want to get a table. Because, you know, I make corny jokes, too. Mm-hmm. We should have a table and bring a gong in, and then gong you.
Imagine when Nick's not paying attention and you hit that thing and he just goes airborne.
He would freak out. Yeah.
Tyler, your beard lost at least what? 3 or 4 pounds over the course of the challenge?
It's possible. I don't know.
Okay. Did you see the GQ article with Harden? He's the cover boy?
I did.
Interesting. I know Raheel will love the fashion.
Oh, he's been all over it since he came out yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raheel did tweet out the total money spent on all the outfits for the thing, and it was upwards of $130,000.
That's stupid.
Dude, one
that
of
is
the
stupid.
One of the like London Fog rain jackets was 10 grand. Who's buying that?
And it looks like a crappy tarp that you get at Academy.
Dumb.
Right.
Dumb. But you know, when you watch these or you look at those pictures or even the fashion shows where you see like the runway models, they're always wearing something that no one that doesn't smoke crack or just is an attention whore would ever wear.
Or has ungodly amounts of money, too.
Have you seen?
Even then, some of the things that they'll wear like.
They're wearing shorts that have their testicles hanging out.
Yes!
That's a real thing, by the way.
I gotta get me some of those.
Yeah, look it up.
I need to get me some.
Or you could stamp like stamp a Louis Vuitton logo or a Gucci logo on like you're saying, like a hefty bag. And you could charge like $3,000 for it. And someone's gonna buy it like, and sport it like it's
look
big
at this.
Time.
I just Googled. Look, this lady is
what
wearing
the hell is that,
she
a puppet?
Looks like the bottom of a pineapple. She's just wearing this hooded thing. And it's all this green spiky, and her hair is coming out like just bangs. She looks like an idiot. No one's buying this what snuggy looking pineapple thing. It's just like dumbest stuff.
Look at the GQ article, though.
DeAndre Hopkins.
True, good point.
Paris
Westbrook.
2 weeks ago, Westbrook. Like they're all wearing just weird stuff.
You know who does it, but he's not like superstarish to get the same attention? PJ Tucker. They spend so much worrying about when that camera catches them going from the parking lot to the locker room that they're all into it now, and they're all wearing just weird outfits.
Tucker's more into like high-end shoes.
Well, he's got his own collection.
Jordans and everything like that. He went to that Flight Club store in New York.
Yeah.
He spent
like
almost $20,000 on like 4 or 5 pairs of shoes.
But and say what you want about the stuff that Westbrook or Harden or even Tucker wears, but it's still some form of blue jeans and a shirt.
Mm-mm, not anymore.
Well, pants and a shirt.
Chris Paul wore that one rodeo
like,
outfit that
this was dude, awesome. This dude is on the runway and he's wearing cow print chaps. with fringe and a cow print G-string and a cow print vest.
He's essentially wearing a stripper's outfit. Yeah, it's a female, but he's a dude.
It's under weirdest runway looks New York Fashion Week. And I went to images and put in dumbest fashion shows. And the stuff that pops up is absolutely ridiculous. Some of this stuff looks like rejected outfits for Game of Thrones.
Like, I think it's just part bad. Of it, I think part of it is just they make these outrageous stuff to get attention. Yeah, to get people talking about
it. Well, that's what I'm saying. No one's ever
like, nobody's going to buy that
But why put somebody on the runway in that? Like, there's no shop for attention whores where you can sell this stuff.
Maybe people who have to model that stuff are, like, lower on the rung of actual models. So, like,
that's a good
they
call.
Have to do all the weird...
That's a good call.
And the top models, they get to model underwear.
The normal
and
stuff.
Normal clothes.
With wings.
Yeah.
Vicky.
Yeah, you ever watch that? Does Lisa let you watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
Let me watch that. I mean, I haven't really sat down and watched the whole thing. I've seen parts of it.
Yeah. You a fan of that?
I mean, look, there are some beautiful women, but it's...
I know that everybody's like, oh, man, I can't wait for that. It's like, you know.
Like, of the catalogs... Victoria's Secret's catalog was always good, but Frederick's of Hollywood was always a little
better. Yeah. I would agree with that.
All right. Well, the time says 2:55, which means in 5 minutes, Mario Ellie should be joining us. Hopefully, he's here already, so that should be good.
It means also we should give away another MLB The Show 18 for PS4, and we should do that right now. Now, somebody asked me, Nestor Carmona said, hey, do you ever do a longer number or a larger number so that people on the stream can have a chance to win? So guess what, Nestor? We're going to do that right now. So it is your chance to win MLB The Show 18 for PS4. Experience the best of baseball in MLB The Show 18. More home runs, more epic plays, more classic legends, all in less time. Do you hate the Rangers? Dominate them at MLB The Show 18. Love the Astros? Take them to baseball glory. You can customize your own players. Take them to stardom and road to the show. Shop for, huh? I'm right in the middle of a read.
Now you know how I feel, Chief. Now you know how I feel.
Oh, my God. This is the worst.
Joel's more professional than you.
No, he's not. No way. Anyways, caller number 25, 713-780-3776. Caller number 25 can win the best baseball game, MLB The Show 18, rated E for everyone. 713-780-3776. Caller 25. Good luck. We'll be back. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Let me be your woman or me. One campaign for anarchy. I've been slipping through the cracks like I was cold in Vaseline. Let me be your little sunshine and all its gloom and doom. Like a really, really, really is a rich, rich man like you. Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.